There is something in the Bible the devil doesn't want you to know. I've traveled into Africa many times doing missionary work, training pastors, setting up health clinics, speaking in churches, prisons, public schools, etc. One thing the African people were concerned about was their children and their culture. The prayer meetings in Africa lasted all night. People slept outdoors waiting to be taught the Word of God in the morning. They confided in me their concern that the influence of the internet and cell phones was leading their children astray. They were right, even as it is today in America. Look what has happened to our children. Several years ago, I encountered a demon in a young 19-year-old girl. I always believed the Bible had power in it, but I never knew how to release it. As this demon manifested its power through physical strength and dilated eyes, I read this passage aloud. "Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Philippians 2, 6-11, King James Version. The devil yelled out, "Don't say those words, I can't stand those words." So I read the passage over and over. The girl grabbed her ears, "Don't say that." Suddenly, the girl fell on the floor and began to bow before me at the name of Jesus. That changed my life. Suddenly, I realized there is something in God's Word that the devil doesn't want me to know. My journey began into searching His Word. This week, my wife was watching some programs on modern inventions discovered in the 1900s. Today, I'm sharing with you using my 30-year-old computer and printer. Who is going to go first? Me or the computer? Every 20 years, the English language changes. A keyboard used to be on a piano, now it's on a computer. A hard drive was when my dad, mom, and our family took a long road trip. Now it's a computer part. Since the miracle of Bible programs on CD, starting in the 1980s, I now have access to hundreds and hundreds of scholars, multiple Bible translations, Greek and Hebrew lexicons, dictionaries, verb parsing, commentaries, concordances, going back into hundreds of years of church history, etc. I could not do what I am doing today without these programs. What a miracle these Bible programs are, especially when you consider that 600 years ago, there was no English translation of the whole Bible that had ever been made.